Hey, Mama. Before we dive into today's episode, I just wanted to quickly tell you all about our free Facebook community just for moms in business. In this group, we talk about all things business, motherhood, and beyond. And I cannot wait to have you inside. So if that sounds like something that interests you, I would love to have you. You can go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/group, and I'll see you inside. All right, let's get into today's episode. Planning to start a business this year, then this episode is for you. I'm spilling all the secrets on what I would do if I was starting a business as a mom in 2024. So let's jump into the episode.
Welcome to the Moms Make Money podcast. I'm your host, Jenny. I'm the owner of Moms Make Money Collective, a podcast and visibility strategist and mom of two. Many moms feel like we need to sacrifice our careers for our children, but I wholeheartedly believe that we can have a thriving business and family at the same time. In this podcast, we're going to be diving into the ins and outs of running a business as a mom and getting real and raw about all things parenting. So buckle up because we're about to go all in.
Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Moms Make Money. I'm super happy that you're here today and I cannot wait to get into the episode. So as just a preface to the episode, I started my business back in 2016 before I was even married. I was engaged and in grad school, and obviously that was long before I had my children. So obviously a lot has changed since then, both in the business landscape. Things were so much different in 2016. Social media was easier. So many things were easier, but also so many things were harder as well, because it was kind of like not as well known to be an entrepreneur in the online space. And a lot of it's changed within my personal life as well. Now I have two kids. When I started my business, I had one dog, no kids. So I just wanted to kind of share what I would prioritize if I was starting a business as a mom in 2024, because it certainly looks a lot different than what I ended up doing back in 2016 as a brand new business owner without kids and with just a totally different business landscape, because so much has changed since then in the online space. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. So the first thing I would do if I was starting my business today is, when it comes to content, I would want to focus on long form content. So I've personally always been a huge fan of focusing on longer form content like podcasting, YouTube, blogging, that kind of thing, because it's evergreen and you can get a lot more mileage out of each piece of content than you can with social media. So this is definitely something that would be the top of my list if I was starting a business in 2024, because let's face it, organic reach on social media is pretty much at an all-time low. And as moms, we don't have time to be trying 50 different things on social media in hopes that one of them actually works. You know, that whole let's see what goes viral type thing. Like, no, we don't have time for that. So obviously I have decided to choose podcasting as my long-form content choice. I've been podcasting since 2018, but YouTube and blogging are both really great options as well, because they are also long form content. So I personally repurpose all of my podcast episodes into long form blog posts. So that way I'm killing two birds with one stone. And eventually I plan to get even more mileage out of my content by expanding to YouTube as well. But for right now, I'm happy to be utilizing 2 out of 3 long form content channels and making that my priority when it comes to content creation. I also do want to be clear that I do post on social media from time to time. I haven't completely abandoned it, but it's really not my main priority because I know other methods work better for me for getting clients and customers at this time. And I'd rather, you know, spend my time doing those things instead of trying to post on social media in hopes that my ideal client sees it at just the right moment. All right, so the second one, participating in collaborations to get my name out there. So I've personally been participating in collaborations off and on since 2018, but I really, really started to take them more seriously in 2020, which was now 4 years ago, which is crazy. And I've experienced so much success with them since then. I think they're a really great way to catapult your growth and get in front of a new audience with somewhat minimal effort on your end. You still do need to promote and things like that. You're not going to just, you know, not do anything. But it's pretty minimal effort, I would say. And as I've mentioned plenty of times before, as moms, our time is much more limited. So being able to grow your audience without putting in tons of extra time and effort is obviously a total win. And once you get your feet wet with the participating collaborations piece, then you can also explore hosting them yourself. But I want you to just keep in mind that hosting is an entirely different ballgame, and it's going to require a lot more hours of your time than participating collaborations. But once you kind of get the flow and you've done one or two and you get that under your belt, it's, you know, kind of a rinse and repeat process and is not going to take as long as like your first time setting something up where you have to do every little thing. So I love participating in collaborations, and I think it's a great way to grow your business, and you absolutely don't need to host them if that's not your jam. The third thing I have on here is focus on growing one signature offer. And I know some people are going to say, no, you need to have a bunch of different offers. But personally, as moms, we do not have time to be marketing 10 plus different offers to our audience. So I think it's helpful to subscribe to the KISS method, which I'm sure you all know what that means. But if you don't, keep it simple, stupid is what it means. But at least when you're first getting started out, subscribing to that method is really, really important. And once you've perfected like that one signature offer, and you're getting clients and customers with ease for that one offer, then you can add a second thing and so on. Because one of the mistakes I made is when I first started my business, I was a general VA and I did not have a niche with my services or with who I was working with. So I was trying to do everything, like every little service, and work with every single person, which at the time and generally just wasn't the best use of my time. And it resulted in a lot slower growth than I could have had if I wouldn't have been afraid to niche down, whether that's in my offerings, in my target audience, or both. Number four, prioritize email list growth over social media. So when I first started my business back in 2016, organic social media growth was absolutely incredible. Like, you could literally just post and get a bunch of likes and people were seeing your content. But things sure have changed since then. And honestly, you really can't rely on social media anymore to grow income or anything like that. I mean, obviously, like, I know people are still experiencing success on social media. Otherwise, like, you know, it wouldn't exist anymore. But I found that when you focus on your email list, you don't have to worry about those frustrating algorithms on social media, because as long as you have your email set up properly, i.e. you don't have like a bunch of images and you're sending from a non-Gmail address and things like that, they tend to land directly in your subscribers' inboxes unless your subscriber has like some kind of weird filter set up where it goes to a different folder. But that's a topic for another day. But they're more likely to see the content because it's being shown to them. It's not being hidden like it is on social media, which is really a bummer when it comes to social media because, you know, a fraction of your audience sees what you're posting, which is like, why is that going to be worth it, you know? And I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I have like this insane sized email list, because that would be a total lie. But my email community is really, really engaged, and I absolutely love connecting with them every single week. It's kind of one of my favorite ways to create content aside from this podcast. And then lastly, number five, I would network my little booty off. So networking is so crucial when you're first getting started in business, and connecting with people who can send you referrals is just absolutely helpful, because I feel like people are more likely to work with someone if they're being referred to them versus just randomly like discovering you on social media or you commenting on a post or something. When they have that like referral tied to it, I don't know, it's just people are more trusting that way, because they're like, oh, well, this person knows them, or this person's worked with them and I trust them, so let's go for it kind of thing. And even now, 7 years into business, I'm still actively networking each and every month. I will say some seasons of business, I'm going to go heavier on that networking than I would in others, but I'm usually attending at least 1 to 2 networking events per month. This is virtually, all virtual. I don't really network in person. I would like to, but that's just not priority for me right now. So everything that I do networking wise right now is virtual. And if you missed it, I'm actually hosting my own virtual networking events every single month. So the one for April is coming up pretty soon. So if you want to utilize networking as a part of your strategy, which I totally think you should, then make sure to join us. You can go to momsmakemoneycollective.com/networking, and then you can sign up and get details on our next networking event. But yeah, so that is some of the things I would prioritize if I was just starting out in business as a mom, because like I said, when I first started, I wasn't a mom yet. The online space was totally different. There's a lot of things that were just so different than they are now. So I wanted to kind of share that with you guys. But I would love to know, what did you prioritize when you first started your business? Did we have anything in common, or did you do some things completely different? I'd love to know. And if you haven't started your business yet, I'd love to know what you're planning on prioritizing. Let's connect over on Instagram. My handle is at jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. And I will see you guys in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. I'd love it if you would head on over to our free Facebook group called Moms Make Money Collective to connect with us further. If you're more of an Instagram fan, make sure you're following us on Instagram at Moms Make Money Collective. If you're loving the show, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Your feedback means the absolute world to us. We'll see you in the next episode.